From the pages of IHS Fan Magazine, the Austin area's premier high school football preview publication, and the creators of the Horn Webcast Network, powered by IHS Fan. Welcome to Under the Lights, presented by ARS Rescue Router. Here are your hosts, Rick Epstein and Jeff Power.
Good evening, high school football fans. Welcome to show number 11 of season number 4 for Under the Lights, presented by ARS Rescue Router. Each Wednesday night for the next 7 weeks, we will shine the spotlight on Austin area high school football. Listen, if you like Austin area high school football, this is your show. We're the longest running high school football show in Austin. My name is Rick Epstein. I am the publisher of IHS Fan Magazine, Austin's premier high school football preview magazine. Do me a favor. If you haven't already done so, take out your phone right now and follow us on Twitter at IHSFAN. That's IHSFAN. You can pick up a free digital copy of our magazine right there on our profile page. Just click on the link in our profile, and while you have your phone out, I invite you to download the Horn app so you can have access to the Horn Webcast Network, your season listening ticket to as many as 12 different games every week, all on one app, all for free. My co-host, since show number one so many years ago, the one and only Jeff Power. Jeff, how's it going?
Rick, let's rock and roll. What do you say? We're getting closer and closer to the playoffs and 4A down to 1A.
Yes.
5A and 6A, we're all in district. We're all rocking and rolling there, too. And it's cold outside. Hey, I like it.
Every week we play, we say thank you. The man behind the glass, our show producer, the world-famous former McNeil Maverick, Samuel F. Pika. Hey, before we get to our first guest, I want to tell you a little bit about our ARS Rescuer Team of the Week. This week, we'd like to recognize the Rouse Raiders. Coach Josh Mann and his Raiders are flying high as they are 4-1 overall and undefeated at 3-0 in District 13-5A D2. They beat Elgin last week 35-21 behind great play of quarterback Mason Shorb, who threw for 338 yards and four touchdowns. His primary target was wide receiver Jalen Becerra, who caught five balls for 186 yards and two touchdowns. The Raiders face Cedar Creek in a heavyweight matchup. The Eagles are coming off their first district loss to Eastview last week and are looking to stay in the playoff hunt. The Raiders could be close to wrapping up a playoff spot with another win this week. Congratulations to the Rouse Raiders for being recognized as our ARS Rescue Router Team of the Week. And one of our great segments each week is our Bush's Chicken Coach Speak segment. Each week we talk to several coaches. I think through our 10 shows so far, we've spoken to 26 different area head coaches. Tonight, we're lucky to talk to two more great coaches. We'll be talking to Cedar Park head coach Carl Absek and Vista Ridge head coach Rodney Vincent. Let's first head north to Timberwolf Nation to talk with Cedar Park head coach Carl Absek. Coach, are you on the line?
I am. How are you guys?
Wonderful. We really appreciate having you on. Hey, Coach, I've seen your team now play two times. I've said this to a lot of people. This may be the greatest Timberwolf team that I have seen. I know coaches don't like to compare teams, but, you know, you've been at Cedar Park for a long time. What about this team are you most pleased with?
I think I've been most pleased with our continued hunger for improvement from week to week. I think our kids have been really focused on getting better, a little bit better every week, and really executing the game plans on both sides of the ball at a high level. You know, I think they're a really hungry group. They're talented, but, you know, I think at the same time they've got they've shown tremendous work ethic to try to be the very best that they can be. So I couldn't be more proud of what they've done to this point and then hopefully moving forward.
Hey, Carl, Jeff Power here. Number 4 in the state in Class 5A, according to the top 10 Texas Football Magazine poll. And, you won the state title in 2012. You won it personally in 2015 as the head coach. It just seems like Cedar Park has been good for a really long time. I mean, one of the most successful programs in this entire area. What do you attribute it to? And, you know, can we give a shout-out to some of the youth football going on in your area?
For sure. You know, our youth program at CPYFA, they do a great job of trying to work with our kids and get them ingrained into the style of football that we want to play. offensively, defensively, you know, the terminology, things of that nature. And then it translates up into our middle school. And we've been tremendously blessed with a group of guys at the middle school who have both been there consistently with very little turnover and, you know, take great pride in working with our kids at our middle school level. And so, you know, there's a great transition from fourth, fifth, sixth grade, you know, CPYFA, and then to middle school. And we just, you know, the idea is to build on it every year. And our middle school guys do a great job of preparing our kids for the high school level. And then, you know, consistency at the coaching staff at the high school level allows us to continue to build on it. And so, you know, it's a great system. It's you know, the setup and the community is supportive of what we do. And, you know, they like their kids involved in different activities. They want them to be out there competing. And so it's really good setup for our kids to have success.
You know, I've had the chance to talk with three of your great players on the show at different shows through 10 weeks. Ryder Hernandez, who's a member of our IHS Fan Top 10 team, Josh Cameron, and some kid named Gunnar Absek. I don't know. He's a good little wide receiver there. These three are fantastic players, but even better young men. What does it mean, especially this season, to have so many great senior leaders on this team?
It's you know, it's imperative to our success. You know, it's one of those deals that, you know, people talk about, you know, having experience and the fact that we have it in spades across the board on offense and defense. I think it's huge in our success. And so, you know, at times you take some, you know, some lumps when they're younger, but, you know, you keep getting them back year after year. And so it pays off as far as the success down the road. But these guys have earned the opportunity that they're getting, and they're, you know, their goal is to make it pay off, you know, big at the end. And so it's huge for us. They've set a great example for our younger kids. They set a great example of practice. You know, I think that's the biggest, you know, plus for them, or having all those guys with that experience, is that they show up every day ready to go to work and excited to go to work. You know, there's times where practice can be monotonous and long, and these guys, they come out here every day and they're having fun. You know, they're high-fiving each other, and really, it's just, you know, it's as a coach, it's a lot of fun to watch, because you can see that they're enjoying the whole process rather than maybe just the games or just the notoriety that they get from it. They're having fun, and after having, you know, not having any interaction with them for a long period of time from March to June, and then, you know, sporadic workouts from June to August, it's a true blessing just to see them happy and getting to do what they love to do, because there was times where we didn't know if it was going to happen.
Carl, let's talk about your strength program. I mean, you got guys out there like Shelby Battles, you know, at linebacker, who just look stronger, bigger, faster than a lot of other teams' linebackers. Just give me your thoughts about how it all starts with that strength program, and when those guys come ready to play in August, and maybe in this case, September and October, this team's ready to go.
Well, our kids work extremely hard, you know, and we talk to them about it all the time, that it's a 365-day-a-year job to be a part of the program if you want to be the best that you can be physically and as a team. And so our kids are really, really committed. That's something I think that's probably led to as much of our success as anything over the course of time, is just the fact that our kids, you know, there's no shortage of work ethic. They understand that we're going to work out all summer long, and they're going to be committed to that process. We're going to work out during the early spring, you know, whether they're two-sport athletes, three-sport athletes, whatever, they're going to work out, and they're going to get their workout in, and then they're going to go compete. And, you know, when you see our kids show up on game day, they're going to be in shape. They're going to be strong. You know, that was the biggest fear we had as coaches, is just not having as much time with them in the spring and summer is what we're accustomed to. But our kids did a great job of finding ways to work out on their own. And they came back in August in great shape. And so we haven't really seen a ton of drop off. And so it's a credit to our kids and their work ethic and their commitment to the process of being successful and being champions.
Great story in the paper about you and Gunner. I think Rick Cantu wrote it. I asked Gunner when he was on the show a few weeks ago his thoughts on being Playing his last season for you as senior year, I'll ask you the same question. Are you able to pause to enjoy the moments of Gunner's senior season playing for you?
For sure. First, let me say Rick did a great job on that article. It was an amazing deal for him to do for us. As a coach, this is my 24th year, and that I've made a point to sit back and enjoy it. And I've enjoyed them all, honestly, quite frankly. But as a dad and as a coach, I've made it a point to make sure that I soak this one in and enjoy those moments.
Hey, and those straight A's don't hurt. And talk about the little selfie you guys take. I think y'all been doing that since seventh grade, and how important it is to just capture the moment.
It's just something that I started doing when he was in seventh grade. Actually, we've done one every game that I've been the head coach, except for two, when he wasn't able to go to those games. So it was just something I started, and then it became kind of a tradition. And then, once I started posting them, so it's kind of got its little following, and I think some people really look forward to it, and I certainly do. And I throw it over on Facebook too, so my wife can see it and our family. But it's just something that's just us, and so much of what I do and what we do as a pair is about team, and for us that's our one little individual thing that we do. And we're going to put it together in a book, and we'll have it to look at for years.
Nice, nice. Let's talk about your running backs. 10 players, 10 Timberwolves have carried the ball for you this season. Cade Hott has 250 yards rushing, 6 touchdowns. Kevin Adams, another 173 and 5 touchdowns. Gavin Mundell, 87 yards. Talk a little bit about the great advantages to have so many talented players to carry the rock.
Well, those guys have done a great job. It's sometimes hard being a running back in an offense that's going to throw the ball like we're going to throw it. And each of those guys has different strengths that add to our team and add to our team's success. But the thing that I've been most pleased with, especially over the last 2 or 3 weeks, is just the fact that our run game has really come along. We've rushed for over 220 yards each of the last two games. And it's a credit to the offensive line really kind of coming into their own as well. But those three running backs are unselfish young men. They're all about their group, their team. And so when they get their opportunities, they know they need to make them count. And so they've done a great job of that the last, like I said, 3 weeks. It's really showed up on paper the last 3 weeks. I wouldn't say they haven't done a great job all year. But the last 3 weeks, they've kind of gotten some positive reviews in the sense of the stats and the success on the field part of it. But they've done a great job all year because they have responsibilities in the passing game, both as receivers and as blockers, adding to protection. So their job is not easy. And then when we give them the ball, we want it to be a 4-plus average on every carry. And that's really been the case the last 2 to 3 weeks. And so we've been really excited about that. But Kevin and Cade and Gavin, they're great kids. They're all about the team. And then when they get their shot, they're ready to take it. And, they've really – I think we've scored 7 touchdowns maybe in the last 3 weeks with those three guys. So it's been really fun watching them have success.
Hey, Carl, how about a quick thought on Ryder Hernandez, the fact that he's now the record holder at Cedar Park as far as quarterback statistics, you name it. There's a bunch of different categories. But I know he's going to play baseball, too, over at Texas State. Just give me your thoughts about his leadership qualities, what he's meant to your program. Kind of reminds you maybe of Max Sexton a little bit, who also won a state title. Am I right?
No doubt. That's the thing. I think, we've had a string of really good quarterbacks, starting with Brian Hogan and then we went to Graham, and then Alzer, and obviously Ryder is Mackey, and then Ryder's kind of stepped into his own there. And so the deal is it's kind of there's a order of which it's happened, but it's one of those deals where every one of them's trying to add their name and move it further up on the list. And Ryder's, he's surpassed every statistical category that Mac has. And the only thing, that's what I told him at the beginning of the year, I said, you have to go 15-0 to pass him on the wins. And so that's the ultimate team goal, but it's also one of those deals that would really kind of finalize his standings in the in the realm of quarterbacks at Cedar Park, because, you know, those other guys, they've either won one or played for one. But statistically, Ryder's, he's surpassed everything. And it's a credit to him, his, you know, commitment to the game, his commitment to his teammates, his study of the game, and then his just progression from year to year. I mean, from where he was at as a sophomore to where he's at now, it's amazing to watch. I think he completed 18 of 20 the other day, and we're not talking about, you know, 5-yard hitch routes. I mean, we're talking about 30, 40-yard shots that he's putting on the money, and he's spreading the wealth around to the, you know, to the different receivers that we're blessed to have. And but his leadership and his understanding of the offense is, you know, like I said, it's one of those deals. It's a byproduct of being a 3-year starter, but also to his just commitment to being the very best that he can be. And so I'm super proud of him. You know, records are meant to be broken, and he's taken them to another level, and he'll give somebody else something to shoot at. But he certainly deserved and worked hard to achieve all the things that he's been able to achieve here at Cedar Park. And we're hoping he's got, you know, another 10 games maybe.
Well, Coach, thanks so much for being on Under the Lights. You're on every year at least once. I'm hoping to have you on again as we make a playoff run here for Timberwolf Nation. Good luck, and say hello to everyone out there at Timberwolf Nation. Thanks so much.
Sounds good. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. That was Coach Carl Abseck, one of the winningest coaches in the Austin area, along with Coach Carter and Coach Dodge, Westlake and Lake Travis, and Coach Abseck. I think the last five previous seasons, 10 or fewer losses, only 3 public school coaches, and Beck Bryden was in there in a private school. Hey, before we get to our next guest, earlier this week I logged on to my Dave Campbell's Texas Football subscription to get some great info. I spent about an hour going through all the information about area districts and teams. The combo subscription is amazing. For just $29.95 plus shipping and handling, you can purchase the annual subscription and get both their print magazines each year and access to hundreds of premium articles and archives on their website at www.texasfootball.com. As a subscriber, you'll be mailed both magazines directly to your house before they hit the newsstands each year. The website is filled with insider commentary, predictions, archive magazines, and other great exclusive content. What a value and what a great stocking stuffer. Go to texasfootball.com, and at the top left of the homepage, click on the Subscribe Now button.
It's time for Ask the Doc, presented by Orthopedic Associates of Central Texas. Each week, we will visit with a doc to discuss a sports-related medical topic. Orthopedic Associates of Central Texas provides comprehensive orthopedics, including sports medicine, joint replacement, spine surgery, hand specialists, foot and ankle, and physical medicine and rehab. In addition, they offer same-day appointments and on-site imaging and physical therapy. Visit them at oactdocs.com. That's oactdocs.com.
And each week we've been able to talk with so many great doctors out at Orthopedic Associates of Central Texas. This week we're going to change it up a little bit. We're going to talk with the chief administrator out there at Orthopedic Associates of Central Texas, Tom McVann. Tom, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on, Rick. It's always good to talk to you guys.
Absolutely, and we really appreciate the partnership. And we kind of wanted to just use tonight to get a feel for, you know, what's going on out there and some different questions. Tell us a little bit about Orthopedic Associates of Central Texas.
Yeah, Orthopedic Associates of Central Texas, you know, we've been around since 1983 and have expanded to cover pretty much from Cedar Park to far South Austin. We have outreach clinics into even Bastrop. But we pretty much cover all your orthopedic needs from every joint in the body and the spine. We have a physical medicine and rehab position for some non-operative back pain. But our goal is to provide quality care to, you know, all the athletes and the weekend warriors we can around the Central Texas area.
So, you know, what can patients expect? You know, if a patient needs to come see you, a lot of times, you know, they're injured, they had something happen to them over the weekend. What can they expect from their experience from the start?
Well, we strive, one, to have quality experience starting at the phones. You know, we have a live person to talk to as much as possible. Of course, you know, we can't always have every phone call answered at the immediate second, but we try and get the phones answered by a human being and get them routed to the best doctor for their position, for their situation, as we can, as rapid as we can. We usually get you in the same day, unless there's a doctor that you really specifically want to hold off and see, and they're not in hold out till they're not in surgery and need to see them a day or two later. But we really try and accommodate and get you to one of our fine doctors as soon as possible.
And I know we met through basically Cedar Ridge, because I'm the PA announcer for the Cedar Ridge Raiders, and y'all are the team docs for the Cedar Ridge Raiders. But you do that for a lot of schools. How does the team doctor relationship work with the schools that you are the team docs for?
You know, our team physicians have wonderful relationships with the athletic trainers at all these schools. Myself and our CEO are both former athletic trainers. We understand the important role of that position at the high school. Our athletic trainers have direct access to our physicians, as well as myself. If they have an athlete that's sitting in their training room that needs to be seen immediately, we take care of them. We do offer Friday night coverage for those schools, as well as a Saturday morning clinic at our Round Rock clinic. So if a trainer's got a kid bumped up and bruised and needs an x-ray, Saturday morning we're there. We provide a free evaluation and a free x-ray for those kiddos. Send them back, say, hey, it's not broke, go play, have a good week, or sorry to tell you, you got a situation we need to deal with. And that happens from time to time. But we're there from 8:30 to 10 on Saturday at our Round Rock location on Park Valley.
That's amazing. You know, and this year, more than any other year, trainers and team docs are playing such an important role, with the craziness that we know is 2020. Tom, we really appreciate you being part, Orthopedic Associates of Central Texas being part of Under the Lights this year, and we look forward to a long relationship with you.
Well, we really appreciate everything you do for us as well, and everything you do for the high school football community here. It's super important to us. It's a big part of our day, and we just appreciate having the relationship.
Awesome. Well, have a great week, and we will talk with you soon. Tell everyone we say hello out at Orthopedic Associates of Central Texas.
Will do. Catch up soon, Rick.
Thank All right.
you so much.
Take care. That was Tom McVann. He is one of the chief administrators out there, and what a great group of doctors. You know, we talk to some each week, and they've got a large group of doctors, and they do tremendous work.
Yeah, not just varsity. I mean, you got a couple of JV teams, a couple of freshman teams they have to keep an eye out for, not to mention all the different junior high, you name it. I mean, there's a lot of football going on out there, and of course, other sports as well.
Exactly. Say, when we come back, we're going to talk with a lot more guests, including another coach, and I think we've got four players on tonight. You're listening to The Horn, Under the Lights. Welcome back to Under the Lights. We've already visited with Cedar Park head football coach Carl Absick and Tom McVann from Orthopedic Associates of Central Texas. Rick Epstein along with Jeff Power and Samuel F. Pica behind the glass. Now we head over to Viper Nation to talk with the first of four great area players that we're featuring tonight. We're glad to have on Vandergrift quarterback Ryan Back on the show tonight. Ryan, welcome to Under the Lights.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey, Ryan, y'all are off to a great start. After losing the season opener to Cedar Park 21-7, y'all have run off three straight dominating wins, outscoring your opponents 133-21. What have you been most pleased with so far this season?
I think just our team's demeanor. You know, there's no egos in the locker room. Everyone is just, supporting one another. We know what's at stake off the field with COVID, and we're being safe that way. And I've just been most impressed with our team's care and love for one another and our compassion to win. And, we're just battling for each other on Friday night and just going out there and trying to win.
Hey, Ryan, Jeff Power here. Hey, I've been impressed with the way you can run the football in addition to being able to pass the ball around. Talk a little bit about the advantage of the modern quarterback, being able to tuck it, run it, especially when a play breaks down or maybe when nobody's open downfield.
Yeah, that was one of my biggest things I wanted to improve on this offseason. Working out at school, and then I'd go to sacrifice training and work on my speed and footwork. But today, modern quarterback guys like Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray, they're able to make plays and dominate at the highest level, and it trickles down all the way to high school. And just being able to, when things break down, being able to just extend plays and put it on guys is something I think today is changing in football.
Ryan, you spent a few seasons behind Drew Dawson waiting for your time, much like Matthew Baldwin from Lake Travis a couple of years ago, waiting behind Charlie Brewer. And he had an incredible senior season. What were some of the challenges in having to be patient and to wait for your opportunity?
You know, Drew was a really great guy. We were really good friends off the field. We compete between the lines, and then after practice or wherever, we would, you know, just talk about Star Wars or whatever, and Drew was a really great guy. But, you know, being patient, you know, is tough, and, you know, everyone wants to play. But, you know, Coach Sanders and the whole coaching staff really made me feel included and valued. You know, I was the holder. I think it's helped me a lot. It's helped me learn and really understand the scheme and how to read defenses. So I think in many aspects, it's helped me prepare myself, and it's the reason I'm, you know, we're off to a great start this season.
Speaking of prepare, you guys had 2 weeks to prepare for Vista Ridge. You won that game 30-14. You beat McNeil last week 49-0. You guys have really just kind of come into your own. How much do you attribute to maybe that opening loss to Cedar Park, 21-7? How much has that led to you guys just being practically unbeatable the last 3 weeks?
I think it contributes a lot. You know, with no spring and then summer was kind of odd. You know, things are just different, and, you know, a couple plays here or there, it's a different game, I think. But that loss kind of, you know, first loss in 2 years besides the playoffs, kind of not humbled us, but kind of opened our eyes. And, you know, we just kind of became hungry, like, man, we don't like how this feels. Let's make sure it doesn't happen again. And I can really tell at practice, you know, guys are really getting after it, and we're really preparing afterwards and watching film. And so I think, you know, it's contributed to these last three games being so dominant.
We're talking to Vandegrift quarterback Ryan Back, and, you know, talking with you, Ryan, you know, you got to take this as a compliment because your head football coach is a good friend of mine. You sound in your answers a lot like how Coach Sanders would answer a question, very, very eerily similar. That's amazing. Let's talk a little bit about 601 yards passing through four games, along with 12 touchdown passes. Taylor Dumar has been one of your prime targets, along with Graylin Spring, Bowen Lewis, and Ryan Shepard. Tell us what makes your receivers so great, Ryan.
I think it boils down to our coaches. You know, each week we have really great film breakdowns. The coaches spend a lot of time up there on the weekends getting prepared for the week. And then, you know, before practice and stuff, we're working on watching practice film and technique. And those guys are just real playmakers, and they you know, they want to succeed, and they do. They're all really good athletes. They got after it this summer in the weight room and, you know, getting faster. And we were working, you know, throwing routes and stuff. So I just think our great coaching staff and those guys' willingness to just work and get better.
Hey, speaking of, you do have some new coordinators, and you have, you know, Drew Sanders, who can – I feel like he could coach a Pop Warner team to a victory at the high school level. He's just that kind of guy. Talk about that coaching staff a little bit more and what they mean to Vandegrift's program.
Yeah, those guys are really, really special guys. They're all really just great humans. They teach us how to be great men and off the field, and teach the value of, like, treating others with respect and grades and whatnot. But on the field, you know, we have really intense practices. They hold us to a high standard. You know, we get after it. We prepare very well. They expect a lot from us. On the defensive side, they challenge me and the whole offense every day with, you know, different coverages and fronts and stuff to just get us better and prepare us for the opponent. And we do the same. We show them, you know, different, you know, formations and plays. And each week our coaches just do a really good job and getting us prepared and, you know, making sure we can execute on Friday night.
You know, I say it all the time that, you know, Vandegrift teams do not make mistakes. You don't see rarely do you see a holding penalty that stops a drive or a personal foul, a late hit. It's just so well coached. The success that y'all have had, you haven't lost a district game in two-plus seasons. You know, What is the thought process going into this season? Do you want to keep it going for the other teams that came before you, or what was the thought process coming into 2020?
Right, our theme this year was it takes what it takes, and one of the parts of that was 3x3x3, and that's winning the district championship for the third year in a row, and going undefeated in the district for a third year in a row. And I think we've all just taken pride in ourselves and our play, and just understand how impressive that is and how hard that is to do. And we're ready to go do it in a tough district that we are in. It's not easy to go undisputed 3 years in a row, but it's our goal and it's what we want to do. And I think we've put our mind to it this off season, and we're two steps in and getting ready to step three. And Coach Sanders talks about it all the time. This year it's a 7-step ladder, and we can't skip a step. So, we went up the first two rungs, and now we're on to the third, and that's how we take each week, just one step at a time.
And you've got a tough one coming into your house, Monroe Stadium, always a tough place to play, even in 2020, where they can't pack the house as much as they usually do. But the Cedar Ridge Raiders, they're coming off a tough game against Vista Ridge. It was Ridge versus Ridge, and so they're looking to get back in the win column. So, Ryan, it was such a pleasure to have you on. Maybe as the playoffs get closer, we'll have you back on again. How does that sound?
It sounds good. Thank you for having me.
All right, and do me a favor. Tell Coach Sanders I say hello.
Will do. Yes, sir.
All right. That was Ryan Back, the quarterback for the Vandegrift Vipers. And Jeff, he had to wait his time. And a lot of kids in this day and age, you see a lot of kids would either try to transfer or you've seen it before. But he bided his time, and he's getting his shot and making the most of it his senior season.
And he learned from one of the best. Drew Dawson, of course, played for Vandegrift and off to better things at the collegiate level. And just, I think the Vipers are in that position where it's just next man up. I mean, the next guy comes in, and it just doesn't seem like there's any drop-off.
I've been impressed, in the game. When they beat Vista Ridge, I got a text about an hour after the game. And, I sometimes get these texts, but it was from Coach Sanders said, I told you this summer. So it was kind of fun little text. That
you picked against them, though, didn't you?
I did. I picked Vista Ridge to win the district championship. But, hey, and a lot can happen. Mm-hmm. Vandegrift will be the first to tell you that they aren't carving their names into the district championship trophy yet. Of course they have the inside track. They beat one of the best teams around in Vista Ridge. I picked Vista Ridge to win the district championship, and Vandegrift, who I thought would have a drop-off. They lost Drew Dawson. They lost Jax McCauley. They lost so many great players. But like you said, Jeff, it's just next man up out there, and it's so much to do with the attitude from the players and the coaches.
Especially defense.
Yes.
I've always been impressed with the fact that they just bring in new guys each year, it seems like 8-9 new starters on defense, and they just pick up right where they left off.
Right, and Jax McCauley, I kid all the time because I'm a PA announcer for both McNeil and Cedar Ridge, and I probably said Jax McCauley's name more time in the last 2 years than any other player. That kid was making about 20 tackles a game, and I believe he's up at West Virginia right now doing some damage up there, and so many players are doing great things. The great Deuce Vaughn is making a name for him. He may get freshman of the year in the entire country of what he's doing at Kansas State. And just last year at this time, he was on our show talking about how he was tearing up 13-6A. Deuce Vaughn is
the
doing
Deuce
great
is loose,
things.
Isn't he?
And it's so couldn't happen to a nicer kid. Deuce is such a nice – he was a member of our IHS Fan Top 10 team. And small in stature, big in heart, and fast on the field. That's Deuce Vaughn. But, it's great to see. Last week we had, Charlie Brewer against Sam Ellinger. Mm-hmm. Both players were on the cover of IHS Fan Magazine just a few years ago. It's great to see these players that have been on, graced the cover of our magazine, do great things and beyond.
And that Battle of the Lakes rivalry just continues on and on. Those guys never forget it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They always come back to come back and watch their high schools when they can. And why not, right? I mean, enjoy the moment.
Well, it's interesting that Cade Brewer, I guess, is Sam Ellinger's roommate. So Lake Travis Westlake are rooming together now, and his best friend was Charlie Brewer. So they've got a little intertwining. I think the rivalry from Lake Travis Westlake, where they used to maybe not like each other, I think that passes when they go to college and all. But that game is going to be for all the marbles, as it usually is. But it isn't usually towards the end of the season, mm-hmm. which will mean so much. Jeff, there's so much going on. We had a Monday night football game just a few days ago where Westwood made a huge statement, 42-15, their first win over Stony Point in 7 years. This was their, the last seven seasons, Stony Point has had their number. And I think 8 of the last 10, Stony Point has beat Westwood, and Westwood really put a thumping on Stony Point.
Just another great quarterback in 25-6A. R.J. Martinez just looks so good out there. And and it was raining, was cold, and it didn't seem to affect their offense one bit.
Yeah, it is. You could see some of the passes. It was tough to throw because it was just the mist. It was a constant mist. You couldn't have a dry football. It was impossible. It wasn't a hard rain. But it was just a constant miss. And you could see some balls fly a little high, but what a performance. Coach Anthony Wood has got something really special.
Yeah.
They're a senior-laden team out there with R.J. Martinez, Robbie Jang, DeBerry.
Nick Anderson, running back. I mean, they can go on and on.
Nate Anderson, yeah. All seniors. And they pointed to this year. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk with another great coach from the Leander ISD. We're going to talk with Coach Rodney Vincent when we come back. You're listening to The Horn, Under the Lights. Welcome back to Under the Lights. We want to thank our first hour guest so far, Coach Carl Apsek of the Cedar Park Timberwolves, Tom McVann of Orthopedic Associates of Central Texas, and Vista Ridge starting quarterback Ryan Back. We're going to continue with our parade of great guests as we head over to Gupton Way and Ranger Country and welcome the head coach of the Vista Ridge Rangers, Coach Rodney Vincent. Coach Vincent, are you on the line?
Oh, yes, sir. Thanks for having me on, Rick.
Hey, always a pleasure. Coach, your squad is off to another red-hot start. 4-1 overall, 2-1 in district, still very much in the hunt for a district championship. Oh, by the way, I picked you to win that district championship. Your team really bounced back last Friday with a win over a very good Cedar Ridge team coming off the loss, your loss to Vandegrift. How did you feel as to how your team responded?
That was the biggest thing that we talked about, Rick, was, how great teams and how they respond. You know, how good teams, they always come back and sometimes they survive a loss and those type things, but the great ones really respond and come out and play well no matter what. And I couldn't be prouder of the way our guys came out in the first quarter and the second quarter and kept building some momentum going into that third quarter against Cedar Ridge.
Hey, Rodney, Jeff Power here. You know, we always talk about offense when it comes to Vista Ridge, but let's start with your defense. I mean, for 3.5 quarters last week, you guys were lights out. You know, and a couple weeks ago, you had the pick six from Jay White, and then we had the scoop and score this past week with Reed Runkle. Your D is much improved this year.
Yes, sir. I mean, silently, Jeff, they have just gone to work each and every week and gotten better and better and better. The other night, just being able to take some footballs away, it's something that Coach Scott and his staff, they talk about all the time, constantly. How do we take footballs away? How do we get our guys in positions to create plays? And you know, the biggest thing, we take a lot of pride in trying to be a scoring defense. If we don't score, we want to set our offense up in a position to score. And that's a point of emphasis for us continuously. And I'm proud of our defensive guys because we had several question marks coming into the season, and I've been really proud of those guys for stepping up and working hard. The biggest thing for us is we have gotten much improved on the run over the last several weeks. Even in the loss, I thought our improvement against the run game was good. We're still growing as a defense and getting better, and I'm proud of the way those guys have been playing.
You know, you've got a Saturday afternoon matinee at Gupton against a very high-flying Westwood team that had a huge win over Stony Point. They've got another great quarterback as well. And folks, if you want to see two fantastic quarterbacks, go on out to Gupton if you can get a ticket. On Saturday, as you'll see R.J. Martinez from the Westwood Warriors and the great All-State quarterback from Vista Ridge, Kyle Brown. He's having, you know, another great year. You know, having a three-year starter is a luxury, especially in a year like this. Can you talk about Kyle and what makes him such a great quarterback?
And Kyle, you know, I've been saying this for a really long time. I mean, Kyle, his accuracy is off the charts. His work ethic, the way he prepares, you know, one of the best things about Kyle is just his knowledge and his football IQ. You know, this year he's done several things from just, you know, you talk to him about things and it's like having a coach on the field. And that's a big plus for us, to have someone, that can see the field the way he does. But, you know, aside from the talented player that he is, the biggest thing that, you know, I've challenged Kyle on the last 2 years, and I've been super proud of him on this, is just the intangibles, the things that people don't see, with the way he pushes his teammates, with the way he brings guys around. He always is getting guys to do extra work, that type of stuff. I was telling somebody the other day, you'll catch him coaching some of our younger quarterbacks coming up through our program. I mean, just things like that, Rick, that mean so much to our program. And those things show up on the field, you know, when a guy's working to be a great leader.
I'm a big fan of Emon Allen. You know, I mean, if you listen to our IHS fan webcast, you hear me just call him out all the time. Heck, if it wasn't for a couple of penalty flags, he'd have about three more touchdowns. I mean, kickoff returns, punt returns. You can play him at receiver. He is that versatile kind of player that every coach would love to have, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, he's a lot of everybody's favorite. We were one of my coaches was at a junior high game the other night, Jeff, and some kid made a big play and over at Henry Middle School, and he came to the sideline and said, "That was just like number one." You know, you know, there's a lot of little fans around for Emon. He's a great utility player, Jeff. He can do so many different things, whether it's returning kicks, whether it's you know, last year, We think he did it all. He had an interception for a touchdown, an offensive touchdown. He had a punt return and a kickoff return for a touchdown. So, you know, he's got a lot of things that he can do. But I tell you what, he's a humble kid. He was on our leadership council this year. He was elected as a captain. And I'm proud of the way he's handling himself off the field as well. And yeah, Jeff, I was frustrated those first couple of weeks because he should have had three or four more touchdowns on punt returns. So really proud of the way, you know, Emon sees the field, and he's another guy that works really hard on both sides of the football.
You know, as the PA announcer at Dragon on Friday night, I probably butchered the name of your bruising running back. Jeff told me it's Alex Brendelmeyer, even though it's spelled Brendelmeyer. I don't know. I try. I don't do it to offend people. But he is a punishing back. What makes him such a running back, a great running back?
We knew. We've been tracking him since the seventh grade. He's come up through our feeder program and was a great tailback over Henry Middle School. Had a really good freshman year. You know, because of the graduation of some of our defenders last year, what we did, Rick, is we started working him at a linebacker spot, and also would cross train him on offense. And, you know, because of an injury here or there, he ended up having to play a lot of offense. And when once he got in, he was able to, you know, show people the things that we saw in him from a very early age. And I'll tell you what makes him good is he's got great vision on our inside running game. And he has made some spectacular plays even on our screen game. It's important in our offense that our backs are able to catch, and Alex is much improved at being able to catch the ball out of the backfield, and just got a great, bright future for him. I mean, we're just scratching the surface on Alex. And he's a good, hard, tough runner also.
Yeah, the defensive backs don't want to get in his way. I know Jeff has one more for you.
Hey, Rodney, you know, 2011 was a magical year for Westwood. They were 10-2 overall, most wins in school history. You know, Anthony Wood was just talking about that 8-0 start and all that. Then 2015 was your magical year at Vista Ridge. Guys like Jamel Pittman, Matt Snow. It was a different kind of team then because, you know, Snow was, you know, running the football more. It was a run-oriented team. But you play to your personnel. Wouldn't you say the run-pass option is what makes your team great and what Kyle Brown runs best?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at you know, the different quarterbacks we've had over the year, Jeff, and those two are – that's probably a great example. I mean, we had Isaiah Valera back then who was electric. I mean, we had two or three really good running backs. And, of course, Matt Snow could run the ball really well. And we capitalized off our play action. You know, when people started bringing safeties down to play our run game, we could hit them over the top. Matt, that offense fit Matt perfect, you know. And with Kyle coming through our program and with his accuracy – And the run-pass option stuff is not as easy as the stuff we used to do, in my opinion. You know, reading the defensive end and pulling the ball and running the football and doing those things, not easy. But when you're having to read different level defenders on that run-pass option, that's a little bit harder, a little more complicated. But it fits Kyle perfectly. You know, having the ability – if you're gonna play a pass a certain way, being able to hand the football off and being smart enough to handle that and to be able to get us in the right protections to make those things happen, it's been a great switch for our personnel and what we're trying to do, and he's handled it really well.
Well, I'm going to be joining Jeff Power in the booth. I'm going to do a little color analysis for the IHS Fan webcast, Vista Ridge Ranger Football, presented by Orthopedic Associates of Central Texas. We'll be out there Saturday, and I'm looking forward to a great one. The only thing I'm worried about, Coach, before I let you go, is I'm worried that I'm going to need to bring a pillow and a blanket because as much as you and Coach Wood pass the ball, we may be there 6 hours.
Don't make any plans for that night, right?
we'll see you Saturday. We'll see you Saturday night and Saturday afternoon, 2:00, Gupton Stadium. It's going to be a good one. So we're looking forward to it.
I know I've told both of you guys this before, but thanks for all you do for high school football and our community. We really appreciate it, guys.
Oh, thanks so much, Coach.
Thanks, Roddy.
We'll see you Saturday. Have a good week.
All right. Thanks.
That was our good friend, Coach Rodney Vinson. When we come back, we'll have the second hour of our show. You're listening to The Horn, Under the Lights.